Thank you for holding. This is Thomas.
Hey, Thomas. This is Steve Dave from the comptroller's office here in L.A.
Wait, who's this?
This is Steve Dave from the comptroller's office here in L.A.
Okay.
Is this an owner or?
I'm the general manager.
Oh, okay. Great. We were told there was going to be an event there, something about a Maddox's funeral. We just had the person call in and report it, and we weren't sure what was going on.
Okay. Yeah, so we canceled that event. I can let you know what happened if you have time.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because we're getting it now as well from this group. Anyway, we booked an event. It was supposed to be a podcast event.
I see.
That's what they told us. It was a podcast event, you know, all good vibes, few drinks. So we booked this event for these guys. It's called The Dick Show.
Okay.
And then come to find out, we received a few emails from this guy named Maddox, who said that basically this is not a podcast. This is what they tell, venues that they're going to.
I see. Did you get the email from this Maddox?
From Maddox?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Is his name George? I got a phone call from a guy named George.
You got a phone call from a guy named George?
Yeah, he said he went by Maddox, so I was a little confused about that.
Yeah, we just got an email. It was a random email to our work pop group. This guy named Maddox, and he was like, it's not a podcast. It's actually a hate group who says, you know, the N-word, you know, calling people gay and faggots and this and that, and sent us a whole bunch of different links to their stuff. And we looked up their stuff, and, you know, we made a decision based on that to cancel their event. And so we called them and canceled the event, and now their people have been harassing us and, you know, leaving stuff. We had to disable our Yelp account. We had to disable certain emails. We had to block a lot of people, and they are not a friendly group of people.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. Do you have that email from George available? I mean, from Maddox, I mean?
Yeah, why?
Well, I was just wondering if it's coming from the same address that we received an email, because we got an email and a phone call.
What is yours regarding?
I'm sorry, what's that?
What is yours regarding? You're from the which office, and are you throwing an event with these people, or did they reach out to you?
Oh, no, I'm with the comptroller. I'm with the city of Los Angeles. I'm in the comptroller's office. I work for the mayor. And so he's been contacting the mayor and telling him about your event, and we just weren't sure what to make of it. I was trying to understand what was going on.
Yeah, no, I actually tried to call the number that he left back to tell him thank you for sending us the links and that we canceled that event, but I can't get a hold of him. That phone number that he left on the work pop email is not a working number. I've tried to contact him multiple times. I can't find him on any social media. I can't find him anywhere.
So
I don't know how to contact him to tell him that thank you for sending the email and it's been canceled, but the number he left on our work email is not a correct number.
Okay. But you don't know the address he emailed from then?
I'm looking for it right now. Why? What did he email you guys?
It said, MadcastMedia.com, George@MadcastMedia.com is what ours came from. We just weren't sure if this was
the... What did he say in the emails to you guys?
He said that your company is affecting his livelihood, and then he's a famous author. It really doesn't make a whole lot of sense, to be honest. It's like the ravings of a lunatic.
Yeah. Actually, I think I found it. Hold on one second. Sorry, there's just so many emails from this hate group that have emailed us about this Maddox thing that it's hard to find the email. Okay, I have found it right here.
Okay.
He used Maddox@xmission.com.
Oh, but when you emailed him back, he didn't respond?
No, I didn't get a response back. It says, hello, this message is from George Ozonian. I'm an author of several books, you know, blah, 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 explaining.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's the name that he gave me.
And then he talks about his stalker named talks about how he's obsessed with him and that he's in a hate group, and then sends us, you know, all these links and a whole bunch of stuff. So, yeah, we have canceled that event. So I don't understand how we are affecting his livelihood. He has not called
me. Yeah, it's very odd.
He's not called me. He's not gotten back to me. He's not called the restaurant. He's not called to ask to speak with the general manager. He's not reached out whatsoever in any way, shape, or form besides this email. And the event was canceled, and now our business is suffering because of it.
I see. I'm really sorry to hear about that. If I hear anything else, I'll give you a call back. We weren't sure what to make of it because it was very bizarre emails and phone calls and stuff.
Let me get this straight. He emailed the mayor's office and said that we're affecting his livelihood?
Yeah. Yeah, but the mayor, I guess the mayor knows him. The mayor doesn't even like him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're old golfing buddies or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
The mayor's
know
just like, I don't like this guy. I just do not like him. He wanted me to call up George and tell him he doesn't like him, but that just seemed unprofessional to me.
We had to cancel the event. Not just because of Maddox and not just because of these other things, but it's just all the, I don't know how you put it. We've gotten so many phone calls to this business about, this dick show. And we've got so many, you know, we got a lot of hate mail off both sides. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Like off Maddox's side and off the dick show side. And it was just so much hate mail coming through and so much Yelps being done and so many phone calls happening. It's, you know, I really don't care what the situation is with him in his personal life. I had to cancel the event because it's just trashing our business. And this event's not, wasn't even supposed to be for like another month. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for all the information. We'll definitely get back to you. I'm sorry. I completely forgot your name. What was that again?
My name is Thomas. Do you have a phone number I can reach you at?
Yeah, if you want to give me a call back. What number do they... It's area code 7486.
86.
C-U-C-K. Or, I'm sorry, 2825.
What's your name?
This is Steve Dave.
This is who?
Steve Dave.
Steve Dave?
I know, just Dave. It's one word, Steve and Dave put together. I don't have a last name.
Oh, you're not from the mayor's office, are you?
Why would you say that?
You don't work for the city of L.A. You'd have a last name.
Well, no, I've had it legally changed to Steve Dave. I know it's a little odd, but that's my name. So.
Okay, so what's the number that you just called me from right now?
7486 Cuck, C-U-C-K.
Why do you say Cuck?
Oh, that's just the comptroller's direct line.